stakes are higher. The tension is evident. Our Yellow, the Power Dynamos, will take on the Airmen, Red Arrows. And Zesco, Zegamambo battles our Red Vankana FC in a heated bid to win at the Levy Wanawasa Stadium. Who will make it games at 12:30 and 15 hours to see who will make it to the final? Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets, VIP 300 Kwacha, West Wing 150 Kwacha, East Wing 50 Kwacha, South and North Wing 30 Kwacha, and Early Bed 20 Kwacha.
Your story matters, ABSA. Three headlines. ECZ hands over electoral reform report to government. Secretary to the Cabinet challenges public servants wanting to join politics to resign. And in global news, Pope Francis's funeral to be held on Saturday as Vatican releases images of his open coffin. With the 13 Hours News Bulletin on Phoenix FM, I'm Kafula Mulenga. The Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has handed over the Electoral Reform Technical Committee report for 2025 to government, with some key highlights bordering on the mixed member representation electoral system, delimitation, cancellation of elections upon resignation, and appointment of cabinet ministers, among others. Speaking during the handover ceremony in Lusaka this morning, ECZ Chairperson Mangala Zalomis says the report is key in deepening Zambia's electoral process and democracy. Ms. Zalomis disclosed that the committee made some recommendations comprising delimitation of larger constituencies, necessitating the need to review Article 68 of the Constitution. She also revealed that some recommendations include the introduction of a pre-nomination period for candidature document authentication and the reduction of nomination fees to promote inclusivity.
Here are a few highlights of some of the submissions received and recommendations. Constitutional matters. The issues covered under the constitutional matters included mixed member proportional representation, electoral system, delimitation of constituencies, cancellation of election on resignation, and appointment of cabinet ministers. These key issues have been selected to illustrate the extent of the submissions received, but specifically the following. Delimitation of constituencies. Submitters propose that large constituencies be delimited to enhance development, improve political representation.
Meanwhile, Justice Minister Princess Kasune has thanked the committee for the report and explains that it will be key in the constitution review process currently underway.
This will really help a lot in the wake of drafting all the constitution amendments, as was already stated in the introduction of this process in Parliament. Indeed, clearly, the report today will not only be the end of it in itself, but we are continuing with a lot of consultations from the different stakeholders.
Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has challenged public service workers who want to use government resources to push personal political agendas to resign. Speaking during the first senior public service management meeting for the year 2025 in Lusaka this morning, Mr. Kangwa says getting into politics only affects the delivery of public services to the citizens and the progress of Zambia's development. Mr. Kangwa has urged public service workers to focus on identifying initiatives aimed at enhancing efficiency to meet daily demands, crisis situations, and tasks that have deadlines instead of politics. He has emphasized that it is imperative to uphold highest standards of accountability and integrity in the discharge of duties that are clear, fair, and consistently applied. Mr. Kangwa has since urged all public service workers to actively engage in the discussions of the meeting to ensure they fulfill mandates that align with the government's vision for the people.
The disciplinary report is very clear on politics, very clear. Our contribution to the United Nations National Development Fund is very clear. It is through our progressive delivery of services It is through the delivery of the vision of the President. The President wants water reciclation, let's deliver water reciclation. The President wants hospitals, let's build hospitals. The President wants roads, let's build the roads. Thanks, years to the President, he has never asked any one of us to do anything wrong to deliver any service. The President does not expect any of us here to do wrong in the name of the party, in his name or in my name.
Former presidential press aide Amos Chanda has dismissed claims that his decision to work as a consultant for the UPND's media team is linked to his ongoing court cases. Speaking when he featured on the Tuesday edition of Let the People Talk on Phoenix FM, Mr. Chanda firmly rejected suggestions from some members of the public that his move to the UPND was motivated by his legal challenges. Mr. Chanda has emphasized that his court cases are not politically driven and that it is his democratic right to associate with any party or individual. He has further commended President Hakainde Hichilema for his leadership, particularly in reducing hooliganism and making other positive strides in the country. Meanwhile, Mr. Chanda, who is also a journalist, has opposed the idea of licensing free speech, warning that such measures would undermine media freedom. He has argued that the existing laws are sufficient to regulate journalism in the country without the need for further restrictions.
When most people say that I'm a media consultant because of court cases, are these the court cases that can force me to seek political support? Why am I spending so much money on lawyers to deal with those things if me accountants with UPND team can sort it out? That is totally incorrect. If, for instance, very few people see me in the private sector, I'm very much deep in the private sector. I think that stability, lawlessness within society is a condition precedent for them. And I think that present a kind of job to stabilize social tensions, to get hooliganism out of bus stops, market, trading, business environment.
Police in Livingston are investigating a case of sodomy involving an 18-year-old male victim of Ngwenya compound who reported being sexually assaulted by his friend identified only as Norman of Libuyu compound. According to Southern Province Commanding Officer Oxensio Daka, the incident occurred on the evening of Sunday the 20th of April 2025 around 2010 hours in Zesco compound near the Maramba stream. Mr. Daka says investigations indicate that the victim and the suspect were drinking beer together at Martin's Bar in Ngwenya compound before they ran out of money, but Norman allegedly invited the victim to his residence in Libuyu compound, claiming he had more alcohol. He adds that before reaching the location and while still in Zeko compound, the suspect allegedly took advantage of the victim, who was said to be in a drunken state, by forcefully grabbing and sodomizing him. Mr. Daka further reveals that the victim reportedly shouted for help, prompting the suspect to flee the scene. He later reported the matter to Mbita Police Post under Libuyu Police Station around 22:50 hours on the same night. Police have since issued a medical form to the victim, who complained of a painful anus and general body pains, and no arrest has been made so far, but investigations are ongoing. In global news, Pope Francis's funeral will take place on Saturday at 10 hours local time, the Vatican has confirmed. The Vatican has also released images of the Pope in an open coffin, dressed in a red robe with a papal mitre on his head and a rosary in his hands. He will be taken to St. Peter's Basilica on Wednesday morning, where his casket will remain until burial for the public to pay their respects. We monitor the BBC for other global news stories.
The Vatican has confirmed that the funeral of Pope Francis will be held on Saturday. His coffin will be taken to St. Peter's Basilica tomorrow, where he'll lie in state. Official footage has been released of Francis lying in his open coffin in the chapel of his residence. It shows him dressed in a red robe with the papal mitre on his head and a rosary draped around his hands. The heads of dozens of US academic institutions have published a joint statement against political interference by the Trump administration. They say unprecedented government overreach is endangering American higher education. gold has hit a new high, and US stocks and the dollar suffered further falls after President Trump renewed his criticism of the chairman of the Federal Reserve. Mr. Trump called Jerome Powell a major loser for not lowering